This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Doug Steffen Thursday program, the last, well, no, what's the old expression, Kenny? 30 days, half September, April, May, and November. All the rest have 31 in kind, except February. I don't know. It's something close to that, anyway, one way or the other.
That.
Yes, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen here with an overview of what's going on. A couple of in-depth portions of the program, the news on Ebola, and that's really it. What is the news? What is reality? What's real versus all of the fear and fear-mongering, which is what the snooze media has become? Kenny, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. Is Ebola still number one? Has ISIS replaced it in terms of comments or other items that are important? What do we have in terms of listener comment? We start with that.
Mostly it's Ebola. I haven't seen any comments about ISIS actually in a while.
Yeah.
Seems to have faded out of the consciousness. But Paul wants to give a shout out to Doctors Without Borders. He says they are angels that walk the earth and they embody all that's good about humankind.
Agreed. 100%. Yep. Great organization. Doing great work. Do great things.
Justin says, I'm glad that nurse is okay, but we really need to find a way to mass produce the drugs used to help fight Ebola and start sending that to Africa soon.
And what is going on there? That seems to be something. I keep going back to ZMAP, which comes from your neck of the woods. There are other stories that have floated around over the last 4 or 5 days suggesting that other things are being developed, but the FDA says it'll take a couple of years. It would seem to me there's no miracle here other than closing down the borders, just shutting off any access to our country or the rest of the world for anybody who's in those areas, those regions. That's it. All right. So
One more. Dane says, if they do start bringing Ebola-infected people to the United States for treatment, it's only because campaign contributors are heavily invested in whatever the cure will be.
Mm-hmm. There's something to be said for that. Michael, will you find that first cut, the Matt Lauer conversation with Casey Hickok? She's the one who is complaining about being quarantined. Here, there is that overall question. What about it?
It's my understanding that your 21-day isolation period would be up on November 10th. Will you stick to these same guidelines until then?
You know, I don't plan on sticking to the guidelines. I remain appalled by these home quarantine policies that have been forced upon me, even though I am in perfectly good health and feeling strong and have been this entire time completely symptom-free. You know, I'm thankful to be out of the tent in Newark, but I found myself in yet another prison, just in a different environment.
Isn't she the one who said that she wanted to sue Chris Christie?
Yeah,
she's
doing so.
Right? Okay. So here Matt Lauer asks Ms. Hickok if she can understand why people would want to have her in quarantine. Yes.
Let me just go back and put this into context. When you arrived at Liberty or Newark Liberty International Airport and told people you had just been in Sierra Leone and you'd been treating Ebola patients and they used that thermal scanner on your forehead after a few hours and it registered you at 101, you have to remember that just a couple of days earlier, Dr. Craig Spencer returned from Guinea where he was treating Ebola patients. He moved freely about the New York area. Then he developed symptoms and was diagnosed with Ebola. Do you understand what that did to the psyche of public officials in what is a metropolis of 9 million people?
Of course, I do understand that it has created a lot of fear, but we still have to make policies based on evidence. And, you know, the issue at Newark Airport is sort of a different issue. I saw complete disorganization. I saw no leadership. And if you're going to put a policy like that in place that, you know, impedes on my civil rights, then you need to have the administrative details worked out before you start detaining me in an airport for no reason.
You know, there's something to be said for the comments that she made, disorganization, no leadership. That has been part of, even though Chris Christie and the governor of New York would tell you that they are leading on this, the government is, as usual, inept. As bad as they are, people say, well, it's better than having no response at all. Well, that may or may not be true, except that the responses can be much more measured, intelligent. There's some intellectual quotient that works here to fix all of this or make it more appropriately handled. It's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, I suppose, but I mean, common sense plays into this to a certain extent. She sounds a little like a whiner, but she makes some good points. Ivan Eland joins us in a moment. The news media and Ebola, he makes some good points here on the Doug Good Day program.
This Saturday is Super Saturday at Kohl's. Don't miss the store-wide savings and shop over 100 early bird specials till 1 p.m. You'll earn Kohl's cash, too. And Kohl's is your Disney Frozen destination. Save on a huge assortment of Frozen products, including everything from fashion to home. Many you'll find only at Kohl's. Plus, sign up for Kohl's YesTo Rewards and get rewarded for shopping. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards. Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday, find your yes. Kohl's.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved Fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there. Or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit Geico.com today.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have Ivan Eland back with us, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He wrote in the Huffington Post last week, Jen, quote, the breathless news coverage of the minuscule number of people in our country that have so far contracted the Ebola virus has led to a typical irrational response. So what are the odds of getting killed either by Ebola or a terrorist? with Ebola, an American's chances are infinitesimal compared to a resident of Liberia, Guinea, or Sierra Leone, the countries where the disease has occurred. So far, only one person has died in the U.S., and he wasn't an American citizen, and he wasn't here. He didn't get it here. So, Ivan, you've concluded what many other people have concluded, except those who either are in the news media or who succumb to their foolishness. So are you suggesting there are other things we ought to worry about, or should we just have a wonderful day?
Well, I think we probably should just have a wonderful day, but many of the things that you see on TV are probably unlikely to kill you as dramatic as they are. Ebola, terrorism, we've had nonstop terrorism covered since 9/11, and traditionally in North America hasn't had much terrorism from international sources. We have our occasional domestic terrorists. This is the Oklahoma City bombing and that sort of thing, but which is nothing to sniff at, of course. People die, but and also these lone wolf attacks that we've had recently, they're much less dangerous than the organized Al-Qaeda type of operation. So I think, we like to say that President Bush likes to say that he, kept us safe after 9/11.
Nonsense.
Which, of course, begs the question of what he did before 9/11 to protect us, and also why the attack was not uncovered. But it also...
Well, the point is that the attack was uncovered. There were plenty of people who knew what was going on. Conspiratorial services aside, there were plenty of indicators and plenty of unanswered questions.
They should have done something about it. But the key point here, I think, is that just because we didn't have another attack, that didn't necessarily mean that Bush didn't do anything, because we had a very low level of terrorism to begin with. In other words, 9/11 was an aberration, I think, because terrorists do have a problem with logistics, just like everyone else, and that tries to attack us. We're away. We have big oceans there, and that does matter even for terrorism. Plus, we don't have a radicalized Muslim population like they do in Europe. So I think, when we say, the government has kept us safe after 9/11, we have to say, well, we didn't have much terrorism before 9/11. 9/11 statistically could be an outlier. That is a one-off event. And so, I'm not saying we don't need to do anything to prevent terrorism or to guard against it, but I think people are excessively fearful, and therefore fear sells, and the politicians love to sell fear. As they're selling fear in the ISIS episode, and I think to some extent they're selling it in the Ebola case as well.
The idea that you put forth, you read Reason Magazine, I read Reason Magazine. There are three good magazines, I think, representing various thought processes in our country. Newsmax for the right, Mother Jones for the left, and Reason for those who are reasonably in the middle. And this study that Reason has come up with of the last 5 years, the chances of being killed by a terrorist, 1 in 20 million, compared to a 1 in 19,000 chance that you'll be in a car accident, 1 in 5.5 million chance of getting struck by lightning. The average person is 4 times more likely to get killed by lightning as by an attack from some terrorist, and more than 1,000 times more likely to get killed in a car crash than to be involved. And this is why why aren't we awake to how much money is being wasted on the TSA and some of this other nonsense? It just is galling, frankly. And you've helped us to point that out, Ivan. Thank you for putting things into perspective. This is the way, and I find this to be good news, frankly. Look at the reality of your life versus what you get by reading or listening to the news media. 21 after the hour, and good day.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Was that on the air when I said that?
Yeah.
Okay. We were just wanting to play a Halloween song, so we went with Warren Zevon, and we were just laughing. If you listen to this, and how much it sounds just like Kid Rock's new song this past summer.
I got news for you. That was about 5 summers ago.
Yeah.
Was it? Right.
But it's not Werewolves of London.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
but actually, he sampled it.
It's actually a ripoff of Sweet Home Alabama.
Really?
Yeah, but it doesn't give any credit to Warren Zevon.
What about playing the... What is it? What is... play that song, too. I don't know the beginning of that song.
The Kid Rock song?
No, no, the other song.
He's Sweet Home Alabama? Well, here's Home Alabama. Here's Kid Rock.
It's summertime in northern Michigan.
And then there's the Sweet Home Alabama lick. So where the genius is, he actually ripped off Werewolves of London and Sweet Home Alabama and had a monster hit with it.
How do you, who's kind of, what mind comes up with a combo like that?
It's genius.
Is he a druggie?
He probably used to be. Maybe not anymore. He grew up.
A little pot, I
think. Right. Great concert. I would give him this. I saw him at Jazz Fest. It was a really fun concert.
All right. Well, let's go back to Warren Zevon since it's Halloween week. 25 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Our poll today, how old is too old for trick or treating? Is it 14, 15, 16, 17, or you're never too old for trick or treating? Come on, please. 14 is even too old.
I think 14 is about it.
Really? I think that's a little less pushing it even.
Yeah, that's about the cutoff we get in our neighborhood.
Yeah. How many people do you expect to serve at your house on Friday night?
A lot, because it's Friday night. I'm going to stock up because I think I'm going to get a lot, yeah.
I bought two big BJ's bags of a variety
really?
Of candy. Yeah, we'll get 100 kids.
Oh, wow. Kenny, what about you? You're up on a hill. Nobody comes up to you, do they?
We might get a dozen.
A dozen, that's it.
How many did you get, Dougie? On the farm.
I have a big sign, no trespassing.
Keep out, jerk.
Yeah, right. Don't go down to old man Steffen's place. He won't give you anything good.
Get you.
Right.
Our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com, do you decorate your house for Halloween.
Yes.
31% said no, but I do give out candy. Let's see here. 24% said nope, I don't celebrate Halloween. There you go, Richie. 22% of you who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said, of course, decorate my house for Halloween.
See, when I was a kid, they didn't have the, you know, if you're offering candy, keep the porch light on.
Yeah.
If you decide not to offer candy, turn your porch light off, because we would have egged you if you turned your porch light off.
Oh, nice. 14% said we used to when our children were small. 13% said, of course, said sometimes they decorate for Halloween. Let's see here. 6% said only because our children are little. What else do we have?
This song spooks me out. Where is the spider by the Who?
Yeah.
I don't think I know this.
When they do that,
Boris the Spider.
Yes, listen.
Wow. All right, the song I represent that has a Who in the name of the group is the Guess Who, Clap for the Wolfman.
Clap for the Wolfman.
That's actually a pretty good Halloween tune. Clap for the Wolfman. Remember the Guess Who?
Yep.
A lot of pop hits. Very good stuff.
Love it. Oh, whoa. Look what we got here.
One more.
You're the devil.
There we go. Imagine having all these people on stage for a Halloween concert back in the day. 28 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and together we're going to travel back into the past. We're going to travel to the year 1374, where an individual by the name of Chaucer came out with the following statement. Are you ready? All things must come to an end. That was his saying. All things must come to an end. But then in the United States, around 1680, somebody decided to add a word. You know what that word is? Good. Now it says all good things must come to an end. And years later, somebody added all good things must come to an end, but all bad things can continue forever. Well, today is the day you and I change that. Today we begin a new mantra, a new saying. It goes as follows. All good things will continue forever. Repeat that again. All good things will continue forever. People are going to look back at this time knowing that the future was made by you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
After the hour now, second half hour of this hour of the Good Day program, in depth, looking into, I find it hard to find another word, even though I guess I'm the one who's looking, Kenny. Ken Kessler here with me. You can join us by dialing 888-302-3684 anytime. The email address is Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Email is one way. Also, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Yes, looking. I'm looking. You're listening. Maybe that's the way to get around this, because this is a radio program, not much video, although we have some great videos of the day at DougStephan.com. A lot of different things that are entertaining and informative there, hopefully. That's the idea of having the website and spreading things around also on Facebook. But this is not a television program. This is a radio program. So it's not a show, per se, because you can't see anything by getting too mired down in detail. It bothers me. Silly little things like that bother me myself. When I'm looking at them, I'm not looking at any. Well, I am, but you can't look. You can listen to us talk about this coalition of retailers that includes Walmart, Best Buy, Gap, others, who are backing a new mobile payment system called Currency. C-U-R-R-E-N-T-C. You've heard about this. This is sort of a rival to Apple Pay, Kenny.
Right.
The problem with Currency is it's already been hacked. There's a data breach involving the theft of email addresses. The Currency mobile apps not affected, so the company says. Technology and how we live our lives. How does technology affect your life? How so far today, Ken Kessler, has technology affected your life?
Well, I
spend several hours before the show preparing and wouldn't be able to do any of that without technology.
So how do we do it before? How do we prepare to do radio programs before there was technology? I, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your point of view, go back to that era. Before there were computers and before there were ways other than these so-called traditional ways of being around. Rush Limbaugh takes a stab at four or five newspapers with a razor blade and cuts out stories. That's what he does.
I used to do that.
Yeah, I did too. All right, so what is the technology then affects pretty much everything you do in terms of our work?
Oh, sure. Instead of finding stories in the newspaper, I'm finding the latest things I can online. And it's, you know, because of technology, it's quicker, it's more efficient, and it's more up to date.
Right. It's instantaneous pretty much, most of it anyway. Right. All right. This is a reflective thing for you to think about how technology affects your life, all aspects of your life, your personal life, your work life, your health and well-being. How do you use technology when you go to the doctors, let's say? How does the doctor use technology? There is the whole world. I'm having a dispute with, I have a doctor, a local doctor here in Massachusetts, that I have great regard for. He's a very good doctor. Same philosophy of life that I have. He decided to go into private practice. He was working for a bigger group of naturopaths, of people who have the same outlook on health and their bodies and reality as do I. It isn't just all drugs here. Here, Sonny, take this prescription and go to the store. Go to the drugstore and you'll be fine. Call me tomorrow. No, that's not his. He wants to know what's going on in your body. You need to know what's going on in your body. But his technology, I should make a general statement. The way to be in touch, he's got this system. Some of you may be using it with your doctor. It's a portal system that requires, in order to engage him through email, that you must go into this, you have your own identity, you have your own place, and you have a password, like pretty much anything else that's password protected, except that passwords never work. Both my partner and I have been going to this fellow. I've sent him a lot of reference. I've sent a lot of people, a lot of patients to him because he's good, and he's thorough. He has a great bedside manner, but his staff sucks, and is the way to be in touch with him, it's impossible. I'm technically not as cogent as most, admittedly. But when you, each time you go into the portal and you put in your password that you got because it didn't work the last time, you changed your password so the password works once and then it doesn't work anymore and it won't let you in, and it won't even let you in to change the password. And people are complaining about something's wrong. Now, when I say that, people say, welcome to the future of healthcare. Any of the doctors that are associated with this program, and there are four of them, Bruce Shanahoff, Jack Stockwell, Ron Hoffman, and Ken Kronhaus, all of them will tell you the same thing. Technology is the ruination of good healthcare. We see the healthcare situation It basically disintegrating before our very eyes. And this is not, well, I suppose in part. Remember the problem with the healthcare.org website when Obamacare got started? Remember that? What a nightmare it was? It's taken them, 2 years, Kenny, to straighten it out? More or less it's...
Just one.
Well, just 1 year, okay. And how many?
So far.
$1 billion, right? I think it was about $1 billion I spent. And so they've gotten it to the point where what the bill was really all about was insurance. So more people have insurance. But how has it affected health care? All you got to do is look around at the Ebola mess. The American health care apparatus is so unprepared and short on resources, it cannot deal with a big problem. So if Ebola eventually brings about a problem, even a small group of cases could overwhelm most parts of our healthcare system. according to a new review of readiness at hospitals. I'm remembering what the lady said, what's her name, Hickox, right? Casey Hickox said that when she got off the plane, she's the one that's been quarantined, she doesn't want to be quarantined, there's nothing wrong with her, she objects to it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she said that the way she was greeted was confused, unprepared, there was no leadership. That's completely understandable. In fact, you can see that now pretty much where you, every place you turn. And I go back to what my doctor said about the essence of me having to communicate with him using this portal, and if I don't do it, I guess I have to go find a new doctor. Is that what we're all going to face here? The confusion over technology. I started talking about currency and what a mess that already is. The Apple Pay, sooner or later they'll straighten it out. But in the meantime, there is too much technology moving too fast and people can't handle it, nor can the technology handle it, in fact. So, having said that, Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us, the aforementioned Dr. Ron Hoffman. There is a new tech idea to check your health and well-being. There actually are a couple of them that we are going to visit. It is extraordinary what maybe science and Google, in this case, has been able to develop. And then I want to talk with them a little about that pinprick blood test that has made that young woman a billionaire. That's coming right up. That's next, in fact, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
And now another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Shit. Didn't he delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples. Make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at VistaPrint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to VistaPrint.com and enter promo code 7676 and check out. That's VistaPrint.com, promo code 7676.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has a newsletter entitled Intelligent Medicine, which I would say is a very good, very, very good description of what comes when you sign up for this Intelligent Medicine newsletter every single week. You'll get the latest information on not the usual stuff. And this is not all full of Ebola. This is full. One of the things I thought was most applicable here on the good side was Ron's effort to help you understand how to prevent things like Ebola, or how to, in your body's mind, how about making it as healthy as possible? How about building up your immune system? You can get the keys to that at Intelligent Medicine, the newsletter from Dr. Hoffman. You sign up for it at drhoffman.com. Okay, so here's this Google announcement yesterday about this this nanoparticle project that could detect cancer in your blood. What say you about this? This looks like something maybe in effective use in 4 or 5 years. Would you look to Google normally for something like this? I guess you look to Google for anything these days.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of advancements on the cancer detection front. You know, our cancer detection is extremely poor. We have much better tools in terms of cardiovascular prevention. We can test to see if your arteries are blocked, if you're about to get a heart attack. When it comes to cancer, we have a few tests. A pap smear, pretty good. Colonoscopy, pretty good. Mammograms, not so great. PSA, even that's controversial.
Yeah.
But we're going to see a really quantum leap forward in our ability to detect cancer with new blood tests, urine tests, non-invasive tests. We may not even need colonoscopies in the future. We may be able to just do a simple poop test with DNA detection.
Isn't there something now, I talked about this the other day, how there is some kind of new, and some of the people I was talking to poo-pooed it, if you'll pardon the pun.
Once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah, I know. It's awful. I don't know who's the worst influence, you or me. Anyway, the essence of what this test is basically you're suggesting you're going to be able to take something and it'll look at it, it's self-administered. It's a lot easier than sticking a television tube up your butt. Yeah. But whether it's effective or not, that's the question. And so that would be my question about this. It's premature, but it certainly looks good on the surface, does it not?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit like that. You know that old movie, Fantastic Voyage?
Yeah.
Where they shrank the people and then they like chew it around the
blood stream. Yeah.
That's sort of what it is. You know, nanoparticles, tiny particles that may move around.
Raquel Welch, one of them that was in there?
Exactly. Yeah. Except this one.
I don't remember
Welch.
That.
I don't think they can miniaturize her yet.
Okay, so anyway.
I won't go there with the measurements.
The Google, thank you. So with this Google thing, as you look at it, it makes perfect sense, does it not?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is just one among many methods for detecting cancer. There could be blood tests. You know, right now we rely on single blood tests. Like we measure one thing. In the future, because of computers, we'll be able to measure 20 things at once. And
well,
then
don't we have
computer analysis?
One of the things that we've been talking about this week also is this young 30-year-old woman who's become a billionaire because she came up with this prick test of that you can analyze 70 things now instead of the
vials
and vials of blood with just a drop of blood.
Exactly. It's virtually instantaneous. A single drop of blood. People may be able to do blood tests in the future with their iWatch, you know, just drop them, you know, have a detachment.
But can't you ask for this now? If you went into your office, for example, do you have that technology or are people going to start asking for it?
We still draw tons and tons of blood. You know, patients in the hospital, we routinely exsanguinate them. We virtually suck their blood up using excess amounts every day, morning, noon, night, to recheck this, that, and the other thing. And people end up anemic because of that.
Right.
We really need some improvements on that front.
So that's where this woman's invention.
That's going to be a real breakthrough. That's like a huge paradigm shift.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got that. I guess we need a minute on Ebola.
Yeah.
This is the fear is ridiculous here. One person has died, not even an American in our country.
It's crazy. It's so paradoxical because on the one hand, it's why does it seem so hard? You know, with this guy. guy who was exposed to everyone, the guy who died, Duncan.
Yeah.
Nobody except the health workers, a couple of health workers came in contact with him, got sick. His family didn't get sick. All the people in the community that he was around, they didn't get sick. So what's up with that? They now believe that the Ebola virus could survive on surfaces for 50 hours or more. So how come more people aren't getting sick? It's very mysterious. Yeah. I think we just don't know enough about it.
Meanwhile, Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, says to the nurse, he made sure she was encapsulated, if you will, quarantined. I'm going to sue you. And Chris says, go ahead.
Get in line.
We ordered takeout for you.
The interesting thing I heard this week is that the Nigerians who would see the health workers come in their suits were sure that they were space people coming to harvest their organs. And that's why they were having such trouble. So they had to redo the whole kind of plan to let these people know that they were there to help.
Dr. Ron Hoffman on Good Day.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Brains secrete a neurotransmitter and enables us to deal with them. Come on.
I don't think I have that particular neurotransmitter.
Don't bug me. Don't bug me. I'm better left alone.
Honey, we're in the living room. We need you to kill a spider.
My world.
Yeah, that's right. I'm bad.
So, you may recognize Jimmy Buffett's voice here, Don't Bug Me, from the movie Arachnophobia, which was the number one Halloween movie of 1990. Scary. I just saw the previews and it gave me the willies. Ay, all about spiders, big ones, small ones, although the song
itself. I'm so scared about spiders. I mean, you live on a farm.
I know, but that doesn't mean that I like spiders and snakes. I don't like spiders and snakes. Anyway.
But that ain't what it takes to love you, right?
Right, Richie. Jimmy Buffett bringing the song, though, would lead me to believe this was sort of a funny little...
Real.
What do you guys... Funny little...
I'm glad somebody got that.
A what?
Chaka, you want to save me from a fate worse than being stung by a spider?
I like that movie. John Goodman was really fun as the exterminator. And at the time, that was released by one of his Disney subsidiaries, I believe, Buena Vista.
Yeah.
And they advertised it as dramedy, which means half drama, half comedy. And it sort of perplexed audiences with that marketing campaign. Didn't do as well as the studio thought it would do.
Well, but if you listen to the lyric line, you understand Jimmy Buffett doesn't do much of anything except if it's tongue-in-cheek. And he lent his voice in the song to this, and it had to give you some kind of a clue.
John Goodman. I mean, yeah, he's a giveaway, but right, still, exactly. Yeah, it was confusing.
Yeah. All right, our video of the day, Chucker, I don't know if you saw this or not, we re-imaged one of the scariest movies of all time, The Shining. There's some audio here. We're going to play a little of it, but you got to see the video of the day. Actually, it was yesterday's video, the re-imaging of The Shining. Can you imagine it as a romantic comedy?
Writing project.
He's a writer looking for inspiration.
Tons of ideas. No good.
Meet Danny.
Daddy.
He's a kid looking for a dad.
Can't follow anybody to play with around here.
Dad! What's up, Doc?
Jack just can't finish his book.
I don't want to sound melodramatic, but there's no way to make it economically feasible.
Here's to 5 miserable months.
But now, sometimes, what we need the most is just around the corner.
Check it out. Chucker has movie news for us. 60 seconds on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, your inbox can be an unruly place where unread emails pile up and make you feel guilty about the things you need to do and the people you need to respond to. Google's Gmail team felt your pain, so it launched an app called Inbox to help you take control of your email. Inbox is more of a personal assistant than an email app, as it separates the messages you receive into different bundles. That means your order confirmations stay separate from your travel plans or your Facebook notifications. Inbox even lets you create custom bundles through tags or by manual grouping messages. Inbox's best feature is highlights. Just like in Google Now, Inbox grabs the most important info from each email and pulls it to the top. That means you'll easily be able to find what time your next flight is or when your Amazon package is going to be delivered. Inbox is a free app, but you need an invite to get access. To request an invite, head over to google.com/inbox today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to shelleypalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, Chucker. Details of movie news, pal.
More superheroes, Doug. Yesterday, Marvel Studios announced plans for 9 superhero films now till 2019. Beside the Avengers 2, which comes out next summer, they plan on doing 2 more Avengers sequel, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Captain Marvel, and Black Panther. Chadwick Boseman, who played Jackie Robinson in the movie 42, signed on to play that role. Again, like I've been saying, the superhero trend looks like it's here to stay, at least for the next decade. One other bit of news. I saw the trailer in theaters to Exodus, Ridley Scott's new sort of semi-remake of The Ten Commandments with Christian Bale. The scale is massive, especially on the big screen, but there's something missing with Charlton Heston not saying, let my people go. And without Charlton Heston, I just think it's going to be a hard...
hard to bring Charlton back from his present state, though.
No, I understand that.
Anyway, but that would be take. I'd go see that, I think.
I would too.
He's a good actor and a good story. Chuck Curry has the good news from the world of movies for us every day at this time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.